It's Loving the Strange with Carrie Jones and Sean Farrar. Loving the Strange, a podcast for weirdos and those who want to be weirder. Embrace the strange. New episodes every Saturday, live streaming Fridays. Loving the Strange. Check us out. Hey, welcome to Loving the Strange.
What's up, baby?
I'm in a bad mood
tonight. Oh, she is in a bad mood. I've been wearing my ass out tonight.
Okay, what? Try not to swear in your first sentence on the podcast, baby. We're trying to be respectable. Respectable podcasters.
All
right. And I'm in a bad mood because the doggy hit my eye with its paw last night. And my eye, oops, wrong eye. Is still all red, so I look creepier than normal.
I don't know if anybody would have even noticed it, baby.
And Dee and Doug aren't here, and they're gonna be—they're our regulars, and
they are two of our regulars.
It feels like you're having a party, and your besties aren't there.
You know, surprise party for yourself.
Yeah, it's like you have a surprise party, nobody comes. Which happened once to a little girl in Emily's second grade. Did I ever tell you that story?
Yeah, you have.
All right, then I won't tell it again. But hey, welcome.
I didn't say you couldn't tell it again.
Emily had a little friend in second grade that she wasn't close to. And that little friend had a birthday party. And they invited everybody in their second grade class. And Emily's second grade teacher said, Carrie, you might not want Emily to go because they're not a good family.
What?
Yeah. And so then I had Emily go, probably expressly because the teacher said that.
Yeah.
Which may not have been the wise parenting move. But I had Emily go because I thought it was kind of a little bigoted, honestly. And Emily went, and she was the only kid from the whole class who showed up to the party. To Emily, that was kind of sad because she felt bad for the other little girl, but also kind of awesome because she got way more good food and cake. And she really had a good time with everybody, right?
Did you have a good time with the parents?
I didn't go. It was a drop-off party.
Oh, no!
That's how much I trust Emily, honestly. Wow. Our oldest daughter is about as goody-good as you can get. And when she came home, she was like, there was some weird ashtray on the windowsill. And I'm like, what kind of weird ashtray, baby? She's like, well, it was in the bathroom. And it had cigarettes like Nana smokes, but they didn't look like the cigarettes Nana smokes.
Oh, well.
So my bad parenting was the first time Emily saw drugs.
Oh, well.
But they're legal now, that kind.
That's right. Marijuana's legal in Maine.
Yeah, so yay.
Yay, right.
She was just ahead of the curve. And that family loved us forever. Honestly, they would have done anything for us forever just because we went to their party. And that's sad. It shouldn't be that easy to get love.
No.
If only it was that easy to get love in my own household.
Girl. Oh, you get love all the time.
Wait, Dee's here, but she can't hear us.
She's not really here.
So she's not really here. She's probably waiting in the movie because Dee's at Doctor Strange. Hi, Dee.
Well, hey, at least it's got the word Strange.
Wait, Dee. I can't make it. That's my other boo-boo from the puppy.
Dee.
There. And John Bell is here. Yay! And he says, party with your pocket. I don't know if I know what that means, but I think I might.
I think it means money, like not by your pool.
Oh, all right. I didn't know what it meant. Okay.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Okay. So anyways. Oh, shoot. Okay. Anyways, Shawnee, do you want to, this week's episode is all about strangeness of Maine. Florida men are always getting a bad rap, right? And I feel like every state has its strangeness, right? And so we thought that we would focus on our own state, Maine, in the United States, to make fun of because we feel bad for Florida.
No, we feel bad for Maine is more like it, I guess. I am woefully unprepared now because you just changed my whole outlook when you said Florida man. I wasn't thinking of stuff like that.
No, it doesn't have to be. That's what Florida stereotype reputation is, right? And Maine stereotype reputation is...
What's Maine man?
Creepy.
What?
Stephen King. Like, oh, the horror. Oh, lobsters. Like, Moose. Stephen King. Susan Collins.
She's pretty scared.
And I met her so many times. And what else? What else is Maine stereotype? Lumberjacks, maybe? Even though we don't really have that many anymore.
Well, not lumberjacks per se. It's all done by men and machines now, so.
And that way of talking, like the the Maine accent.
I can't comment on that.
Okay, Florida.
Well, no, I just feel like it's gonna be negative.
John Kelly. So anyways, Sean's gonna start us off.
I am?
With some Maine-isms.
I got these stupid Maine facts. I don't really have any cool stuff.
Well, tell us your source.
My source? The fact file. Told you they were facts. The fact file.org.
Okay.
They're so boring. I don't want to start.
Oh my gosh. This is not selling the podcast.
I want to look for another one.
Okay. How about I start?
No. Go ahead. Just one.
Really?
No.
All right. So in Maine. Ready? Yeah. In Maine. They have, like, our biggest city is Portland, Maine, right? Mm-hmm. And Mainers apparently are like, so, like, I don't know, what do you think we should call it? I don't know, what do you think we should name it? They, like, couldn't decide what to name it.
The state or the city?
The city of Portland, okay. Our biggest one, right?
Yeah.
So, they, like, decided to flip a coin, these two guys. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And to name like the city of Oregon after the city of his hometown of Maine. Does that make sense? So there was one Mainer and one guy from Massachusetts.
Right.
They're in Oregon. They're like, yeah. Let's create this city, Portland, yeah. Oregon, right?
Right?
The big famous Portland. They're like, I want to name it this. I want to name it this. I'm from Maine. I'm from Massachusetts. My state's better. And so Francis Pettigrove of Maine won the coin toss. And that is how Portland, Oregon has been named after Portland, Maine.
Ah.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So, like, that's kind of very Maine, if you think about it.
So Portland, Maine came first?
Yes. But the Maine weirdness, I think, is the fact that we can't, like, you know, debate and figure out how to name something if we have a, like, disagreement. We have to flip a coin and leave it up to chance. I feel like in New Hampshire or Florida, somebody would have shoved some bath salts down somebody else's throat and said, I'm naming the city. New Hampshire, they'd have been like, live free or die, their slogan, and I'm naming the city, here's my gun. Like, you know what I mean? But I Maine is like, let's do a coin toss.
Do you know, and I didn't realize this until just tonight,
yeah,
that New Hampshire is the only American state that New Hampshire or Maine borders.
Right.
It's the only state in the continental United States that only borders one state.
Maine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
New Hampshire, well. Maine is that state, but it borders New Hampshire.
That's yeah, right. I'm from New Hampshire, so we were very proud of that.
I've only been here for 23 or 4 or 5 years, and I never looked at the map close enough to realize that.
You never realized that the only way to get into Maine, unless you go to Canada, is through New Hampshire?
No.
Wow.
Never did.
Wow, Florida man.
I don't know.
So John Bell says, every rich person I know in Florida has a summer home in Maine.
Hey, guess what? Every rich person I know in Maine has a winter home in Florida.
But John's point is, so maybe Maine is probably 10 to 15% Florida men.
Oh, in the summer, it's probably higher than that.
That's really true, John Bell.
Between the seasonal. Between the seasonal workers and the residents, it's probably higher than that, actually.
That's amazing.
It is.
Do you have something now?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
How about if I give off a couple of Maine facts real quick?
Yeah, let's hear facts about Maine, our beloved state.
Maine is the 42nd most populous
So there's no people here?
No.
Okay.
And although last year we had the highest population increase in the United States last year.
That's because everybody was running away from people because of COVID.
That's right.
And now we have a really high COVID rate.
Yeah, we did.
Caught up to us.
Well, that's another fact, right?
Yeah.
Aren't we like the highest in the nation?
I think according to Reddit yesterday we were.
Like per capita or
if
whatever?
If you believe Reddit. But yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I think we're bad right now.
We're the 12th smallest state by area.
So we're big. No, we're small. We're small?
Yeah, we're pretty small.
I don't think we're small.
We're 12 from the bottom of a small scale.
Why?
Or a big scale, I mean.
I'm from New Hampshire. Maine seems huge.
New Hampshire is pretty small.
Oh my gosh, I always think things are bigger.
That works for me.
Okay.
Anyways,
so.
Works in my favor.
I even think I'm taller than I am. So.
I was going to say that in your small hands. Anyways.
My hands are average size, Sean. So.
It was a joke.
Oh.
Based on you always thinking things are bigger.
Don't measure Maine by my size of my hands. Okay. Okay. Ready?
Only a small portion of them. That was another joke.
I don't get it. I'm going to laugh.
Of anyway. The men in Maine you've measured with your hands. Never mind.
Oh, that's gross.
Very small portion.
Sigh. All right. Do you want to talk?
I wish somebody was here to laugh at my joke.
I know. There's no one here.
Anyways.
You ready?
Can I was going to read off some more. Oh, here's a fact for some people that aren't from Maine and may not share this tradition. Like John Bell can correct me, but I don't remember one from Florida. So Maine has 16 counties.
16 counties has our
stop, please.
Because
that's
song.
My point. They actually made up a song for school kids so they can remember all the counties.
I was giving you factual evidence, and you made me
you
stop
were.
Singing.
I didn't want you to take my bit away. My whole gag, you ruined it.
I'm so sorry, but yeah, there's so many counties that we make up a song in order to remember them. So we'll pass.
Dude,
the
we
test.
Have like 100,000 now in Florida.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's why there's no song. It'd be longer than Freebird.
You don't have to memorize your counties?
No, you're lucky if you know which one you live in.
Really?
Well, that's
can't you just tell that by who comes and arrests you for the
nobody
crocodile naked crocodile wrestling in the middle of your front yard?
Yeah, we weren't wrestling crocodiles, honey.
Alligators.
You are correct. It would be an alligator.
Okay.
Never mind. Back to me. Back to me.
Okay. I'm ready.
Tell me something.
Me?
Yeah.
All right. I got a weird law of Maine.
A weird what?
Some
law?
Weird laws. These are from onlyinyourstate.com. And the number one weird law in Maine is that it's illegal to step out of an airplane once it's in flight. So you are not allowed.
Not only is it illegal, it's really stupid.
Stupid idea.
Wow.
In Maine, we legislate for stupid. In Maine, if you have your holiday lights on later than January 14th, you can get a fine. And by holiday, I'm assuming they mean Christmas and Hanukkah.
I would say so. January 14th?
Yeah.
Man, we've cut it close.
I know.
And that's not Bar Harbor, I'd say.
I don't think they really enforce it very much. In Maine, in Augusta, Maine, our state capital, where our esteemed governor lives, it is illegal to walk down the street while playing your violin.
And where was that?
Augusta.
In Augusta?
Augusta, Maine.
It's illegal to walk down the street while playing your violin.
Yeah, like.
Why?
I don't know. Apparently, they have a thing against violin players in the capital of our state. Like, I don't know why. Why? Did they once have a person who always played the violin and never stopped?
Probably. He probably was playing for tips.
Probably. And then they're like, we're going to legislate this just for this one guy.
Well, they didn't realize that all the instruments fit in that category.
John Bell says, John Bell of Florida says in the chat, our three counties are the size of Maine.
Dude.
Oh, you're just showing off.
Now, Broward, Dade, Palm Beach County. I don't know about land size, but population-wise, they freaking dwarf Maine.
What do we have, like a million people in the whole state?
I don't know.
I don't either. All right, ready?
I can figure it out real quick.
Another law for Maine. In Freeport, Maine, the land of L.L. Bean, you're not allowed to expectorate out of any second story window.
What does that mean, spit?
Yes, sir. No spitting at a second floor windows. Like, did that happen all the time? Why did they legislate for that? You know what I mean? Like, why? What happened in the land of L.L. Bean to make them say, you can't spit out your second floor window?
That's in Freeport?
Yeah.
Like, people probably used to spit out the tourists going to L.L. Bean.
But also, it's only the second floor window. Like, third story, you're fine. Ground floor, you can spit at everybody all you want, apparently.
Or maybe they have a two-story height limit?
No.
No?
Haven't you been in Freeport?
Of course I've been to Freeport.
Well, they have more than two-story buildings there.
All right.
All right.
I'll take your word for it.
Well, you've been there. You should remember.
I always do. Take your word for it. Okay? So anyways, back to John Bell's point.
Yes.
Of those, not land size, because I didn't look that up, but population-wise, of those three counties, I chose one, the one I'm from, Broward County.
He's very hymn-focused.
So Maine, in 2019, had a population of basically 1.34 million, and just Broward County in the same year had 1.95 million. So Maine is, population-wise, very small.
Very small.
Probably the whole state's smaller than any county in Florida.
Really?
I don't know. Vast majority for sure.
Oh, wait. I don't know if I can. Jack Raymond, I can't get the, I can't highlight the link that Jack sent because of the way chat works. Maybe I can from Facebook. Sean, tell me something else about Maine.
Maine is one of the least affordable states in the U.S.
What?
How on earth do we live here?
Why are we here?
It says expenses in Maine take up 91% of total income.
What? Wait, say that again.
The expenses in Maine take up 91% of total income. The national average
That's terrible.
The national average is 81%.
Is that because we're more poor or is it because it's more costly?
Oh, it's probably a happy medium there.
All right, so Jack Raymond, awesome human being, sent a Washington Post archive story. And I don't know if I can find the year on it, but Portland, Portland, Maine, September 3rd, a commuter airline pilot who fell through a door that popped open 4,000 above the ocean and hung on through an emergency landing was, quote, just glad to see the sunrise today and asked to be left alone, which sounds so mean.
You know why? Because he was sleeping. He was leaning up against the door.
No, he was not. No, he wasn't.
He was just a co-pilot.
All right. So it said, no, he's not. It says pilot. It says, when the plane touched down at about 100 miles per hour, pilot Henry Dempsey's head missed hitting the ground by 6 inches.
He was sleeping.
He survived only with a cut hand. He told his bosses it was harrowing.
I bet it was.
Yes. And Steve Mason, the Eastern Express Airlines sales manager who spoke to the press, because I guess he was okay with not being left alone, said, quote, he asked to be left alone. He was just glad to see the sunrise. He was very grateful the first officer was able to complete the flight and land the way he did. Can you imagine?
Without crushing my head.
Can you imagine? So it was a 15-passenger Beechcraft 99. The co-pilot was Paul Boucher or Boucher, depending on what family you're in Maine, honestly. Yeah. And Dempsey, the pilot, clung to the cable railings on the door stairway, which popped open and down when he made an in-flight check. So he was not asleep.
What was he checking that he opened the door?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That means the hand twitched on the doorknob.
And there were no passengers.
While he was sleeping.
There is no passengers on the flight. They were going from Lewiston, where I went to college, to Boston. And he was checking a rattle, it says, in the door. So the door was rattling. He was like, what's going on? And boop, out he goes. The plane hit turbulence and boop, out he goes. That's terrifying.
I still don't.
It's terrifying. And
it is terrifying either way.
It says the co-pilot immediately radioed the Portland Tower for instructions to make an emergency landing and asked that the Coast Guard be informed because he thought Dempsey was lost at sea.
You didn't see him?
No, he was not sure whether or not Dempsey was sucked out or whether he fell.
That's but crazy.
Then it says Dempsey fell face down on the door as it opened, his body half in and half out of the craft. His feet were tucked inside the door jamb, and he was clinging to the cable railings with both hands. That is so Indiana Jones.
It's just so lucky, and so it honestly is harrowing.
It's that's terrible.
That's a great word for it.
That's terrifying. Wow. Like, I can't even imagine. Like,
you want to talk about poop your pants stories?
It is a poop your pants story.
And that's justified. Nobody can fool you for that. Holy crap.
Oh my gosh, I can't, like, it's just like, I don't even know. All right, Jack said, yes, he was a Jaffo, but I don't know what that means.
Me neither.
I think, Jack, did you know this guy? Because Jack used to work in the land of airline things.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about it.
Oh.
Jenna said, it's incredible, and that's awesome. Because it is. Like, can you imagine? That's the best story.
Like, no, I can't.
Oh, it says, in airline terminology, a Jaffo means just a F word first officer. Thank you, Jack Raymond. That's amazing. That's a strange Maine story.
Yeah, it is.
Like, and it's so Maine, too, because seriously, it's like, I didn't know if he landed. I didn't know if he was gone. I don't want to talk about it. It just happened. Like, that's so Mainer.
I know what happened.
No, you don't
know. He told the first officer, he's like, hey, you need the flight hours. I'm going to take a nap.
No, that's not what happened.
And they hit turbulence. And the door opens and he falls by.
No, I haven't. All right. So.
Yeah.
I don't think we can possibly top that with anything ever else in this podcast. Because.
That was good. I don't think we can either. Honestly, we might as well just stop right now.
Oh, I know a weird main thing.
No, you don't.
I do. All right. Everybody knows this, I think. There was this guy, and he was called the North Pond Hermit.
Oh, yeah.
And he lived all by himself for 27 years.
Yeah.
Like, in the woods.
Yeah.
And he got...
It wasn't even like the North Great North Maine woods.
No.
It was a pretty small patch.
Yeah. And he got arrested in 2013, because he kept stealing from people's cabins and stuff. And when he got arrested, he said that he had only spoken to one person the entire time, the entire 27 years.
That's crazy.
And that he hadn't spent any money since the 1980s.
That's insane.
Isn't that amazing?
That he made it so long.
Yeah, like, it's and amazing.
I could be alone so long. I don't think I can do that.
No, I don't think. I think you're more of an extrovert than you admit.
I am not.
You are definitely more of an extrovert than you admit.
You know, Maine is the only state name in the whole United States with only one syllable.
What?
One syllable name. Maine's the only one.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's kind of amazing.
I know.
Huh.
That's good. That goes back to the whole how people talk in Maine.
Yeah.
They didn't want to say any more than one syllable.
Mainers kind of do that. It's like they take away some of the...
I'm not kidding. They drop a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, they do. Baby, are you slouching?
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to get cozy.
Can you sit up straight so you hide my back of my head?
Back of your head is beautiful.
I'll never do anything I ask. So, the North Pond Hermit... Thank you. Not funny. The North Pond Hermit, he was like a, I looked him up on Wikipedia.
Oh, you did, huh?
Yes. So
He made his own Wikipedia page.
Well, someone made it for him. And like his whole camp was made of things stolen. And they think he committed about 1,000 burglaries.
Wow.
So 40 a year.
Is that what it boils down to?
Yeah. And like, I don't know how no one ever put.
And he never got caught.
Like how they never put it together. Like, why are there so many burglaries in this area? Because it's not that high crime of a state, you know? And so he left home at 20 and his parents never reported him missing.
Really?
Yeah.
They were like, good riddance, kid.
No, in an interview, he said, quote, I had good parents. We're not emotionally bleeding all over each other. We're not touchy-feely. Stoicism is expected.
Whatever.
That's very mean.
If your kid just walks away and you don't see him for a long time, no matter their age, you're going to report him something.
They're not like emotionally bleeding.
Apparently, they're not bleeding at all.
They don't have any emotions, apparently.
That's how he was surviving. They were in the freezer and he was collecting the SSI checks.
I hear from either talking or texting from my kiddo every day.
I know. She's emotionally bleeding. She needs a tourniquet.
Nuh-uh. If I didn't hear from Emmy, like, for 24 hours, I would probably be calling police.
Oh, yeah, you would.
I would be flipping out.
What a freak show.
It would be bad. It would be bad. But to be fair, she wouldn't go 27 years alone in the North Pond woods.
No.
Hermiting, stealing everything from everybody's house.
She could not do that. She'd say she could, but she couldn't.
Jenna said, what a shock it must have been to be arrested for living the way you primarily lived your life. I know. Like, if you think of that way, like, it's amazing. Like, I'm sorry, you're not allowed to live the way you live anymore. And she said, poor guy, he just wanted to be one with nature. And Susie said, Mainers also add letters to words. Cuba becomes cuber. An idea becomes idea.
It does. Idea. And just deer. Well, that's how you spell deer.
Dia.
How do you spell deer? Oh, it's, is that shortening or not? Dia.
Dia. Deer. Dia.
And you spell it the same way for both spellings of deer.
Yes, you do.
Dia.
Yeah. Dia. My mom is not from Maine. My mom was from New Hampshire, and she had a wicked accent. And she would, I had a friend in college whose name was Carla.
Yeah.
And she called her Carler. She'd be like, how's Carler doing? And I'd be like, Caller? What are you talking about? And she'd be like, Carler, your friend Carler. And I'd be like, Carla? She's like, yes, Carler. And I'm like, oh, how did I not get that accent?
You know what's kind of funny?
Yeah.
Talking about accents.
In Maine.
And most people may not be familiar with this person. But from the day I stepped foot in the state of Maine, really having no knowledge of their accent, I still hated, because I never heard them before, because you don't hear this in Florida, that friggin' Tim Sample guy from Massachusetts.
That's so not nice.
I don't care. Nice. I felt he was insulting Maine people. Like, I didn't.
By doing the accent?
Yeah.
You thought he was, like, hickifying Maine?
It was
kind of.
It was just so fake.
Oh. Tim Sample is a comedian from Maine who.
He's from Massachusetts, I believe.
Oh, all right. From New England. And he has a wicked Maine accent that Susie was talking about. And I hated him too, but I was
familiar with him. He probably doesn't have any accent.
He probably doesn't have any accent. Now I'm all like,
anyways.
All right. Jenna said, okay, well, thievery crosses some lines, but if these were mostly unreported, he probably just grabbed what he needed and moved on.
That's right. And a lot of people feel that way. Actually.
Yeah.
Like if you come back to your camp after a winter and you're missing two cans of refried beans.
Yeah. People are like,
who cares?
Yeah. Nobody cares.
Somebody stumbled across your camp in the wintertime and was hungry, and you were happy to give it to them.
And that's how a lot of Mainers think up here.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, like it's really kind of kind. They don't like it when you steal their copper wiring.
Well, you can't disable somebody's house.
Yeah, that was a big thing for a while.
Piping either.
Oh, was it piping or wiring? Yeah, no, all right. It was something copper underneath that cabin.
Either one is just as detrimental.
All right. Well, there you go. People used to steal copper a lot. And then
that
we
was
sell
all
it.
Over, babe. Not just me.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was a main thing.
No. God. Copper was used to buy drugs everywhere in the United States.
Wait, you just exchange copper for drugs?
No. You take the copper to the recycling center, babe, and you get your cash money for it when copper had a high value per pound.
That's a lot of steps.
Well, yeah, it's hard work.
That's like...
But it's better than a regular day job.
I don't know about that.
I don't either, but we're not... Never mind.
I don't think it would be fun.
We don't need to talk about issues.
Issues. Susie said, when we were teaching English in Japan, we would tell our students to save their R's because there were none in Maine and you could use them like money.
That's hilarious.
She also said, my mother would call my husband Ott because it was hard for her to say art. Oh.
Baby, what's that thing that you have in your dresser where you keep your socks?
I can't say that word. That's so mean because I have a speech impediment.
No, it's exactly what Susie's saying.
It's a drawer.
No, say it normal.
I don't know how I say
it. It's a draw.
A drawer?
A draw.
You open the drawer and get your socks out?
Yeah.
It's a drawer.
But basically dropping the R.
I have a little bit of an
accent. No, it's exactly what Susie's saying about the saving the R's for currency.
It is. That R is
important.
From
New Hampshire, it's close enough.
I try never to
say
that word.
New Hampshire.
New Hampshire.
Okay.
You don't say New Hampshire.
No, I don't say that.
Like you live in the Shireton,
no,
Hobbit Town or something.
I just said, no.
New Hampshire.
You might kind of jump the R a little.
New Hampshire.
No, that's cool. I got you.
It's not New Hampshire.
Okay, exactly.
Which is what my mother would say, and my sister,
really?
And my brother, until my brother became
uppity.
The R? New Hampshire, yeah.
That's my point, exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because like New Hampshire, Maine, and Massachusetts share a lot of dialect similarities.
And allegedly, that happened because people were trying to be uppity. Did you know that?
No.
So people from New England, a long, long, long time ago, were trying to like get closer to their uppity heritage that they thought was in England, right?
Yeah.
So they would try to mimic the British accents, but there were no TVs or radios and just an occasional British person going through. Who knows what part of Britain they were even coming through. And so they tried to cultivate that accent to add like privilege and prestige to their persona. And so to them,
they were just making it up.
Well, not quite, but a little bit. So they would, and a lot of people in the South did that too, a lot of white people. And so a lot of white people in New England, and a lot of people in the South both tried to do that, but it came out a little bit differently.
You know, you're right. I can think of some words from the South where they dropped the R.
See?
Yeah.
And my mom, you could totally see this in her upbringing because she wouldn't say bathroom. She would say bathroom. Like, and you know, she thought that was special. She'd be like, excuse me, I have to go to the bathroom.
Oh,
and you'd be like,
God.
What? Where did that come from? The end. But that's true. You can look it up.
No, I believe it.
Okay.
I totally believe anything you say, man.
That doesn't sound honest at all. Jenna said, the accents in New England vary widely. I've lived all over the U.S. and no one could ever place my accent. I was blessed to have spent most of my childhood and life in New Hampshire and not have a New England accent. I'm jelly. I bet Jenna can say drawer.
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 Drawer. We used to know a police officer who would write in his reports, draw for drawer.
D-R-A-W.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome. Ah, Susan said, my mother said both and half for half. See? I say bean most of the time for
Ben.
Yeah, or
I've
been
to the store.
I've been to the store. Yeah, it's like some I think that's a slight Canadian influence on me, but it's a.
I've been to the bath.
I've been, well, my, all right, so my accent's messed up because my, the people who raised me, my mom was from New Hampshire. My dad was from Staten Island, New York. So he'd say things like, ah, it's kaput. And then his parents lived in Canada. And they had a, somehow adopted a Canadian accent. And so I was all over the place as a child trying to figure out how to talk. What?
That's just hilarious. But I thought you were going to say they had somehow adopted a Canadian.
No, they didn't.
For just a split second there.
And Susie's right. There are different dialects in Maine. There's coastal fishermen. There's the inland farmer. There's those who live up in the county.
She's totally right about that.
Yeah. Sure. And I think that... I think there's different accents even in New Hampshire where I am from and from Florida where Sean is from. Like, I grew up in Bedford, New Hampshire, and there are famous people from Bedford, New Hampshire who grew up in the same time period as I did, like Sarah Silverman and Seth Meyers and his brother Josh. And I don't think that if you listen to them, you would think that they are from New Hampshire. But I think that if you have a super good ear, you can hear similarities in cadence between Sarah and Seth and even me. And we all grew up in the same town with very different parents, I think, in New Hampshire. And I think it's kind of funny that way because, you know, people often bemoan the lack of accents and how, and I think it's true, how different dialects and regions are losing them and becoming all similar and homogenous, you know, but there are these little bitty similarities that
you know. I just looked it up online, and in the late 60s, early 70s, Bedford was known for its swinging community.
Shut up, Bedford, New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Ooh la la. I think Sarah and her whole family was there in the 60s, and my family was there in the 60s.
Right.
But I don't think the Myers were there in the 60s. Adam Sandler was definitely not there in the 60s. Oh, but he was in Manchester. That was the next town over.
Close enough.
They moved in.
People could drive to those parties, you know. It's hard to catch an accent in Florida, though.
I don't think that's true.
No, because there's so many different speech patterns down there nowadays.
Right? But that's good. There's all different, like, little clusters of speech patterns.
No, that is good. It's great. But I'm saying, if you want to, it's hard. Okay, maybe I didn't include this word. It's hard to catch a Southern accent. Did I say that the first time?
No.
In Florida.
Isn't any accident? Isn't any accent in Florida Southern just because of where it is?
Well, that's a really deep question because it really depends on where the people are from, doesn't it? So.
Oh.
Anyways, shoot. That was kind of my point. If you want like a Southern accent in Florida, you got to hang out with the right people. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have a little accent.
I know.
And if you're really tired or had a lot of Bud Light, that accent.
Bud Light brings it right out.
It comes right out. Jenna said, yes, this is something my father told me. He was from New York. We have so much in common and always tried to make sure we pronounce things clearly. My older sister living in Wisconsin still has a very Massachusetts accent. The you British wannabe
thing. That's kind of funny, but I totally believe like Massachusetts accent just would override totally like any hope of ever picking up a Wisconsin accent.
Wisconsin's a really big accent.
I know it is a really big accent, but it seems it's like it's not like the alpha accent.
The alpha accent.
No, it's like in North Dakota. It's more like almost akin to like a drawl.
It's interesting accent.
Yeah, I'm just saying Massachusetts and Northeast in general is so strong.
I think one of the strongest accents is like the Long Island and upstate New York accent. Mm-hmm. That like Fran Drescher and the Nanny. Like that is she came up last week too. too. That's a really big Russian. Yeah, that's a big accent. I think that's an alpha accent.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Susie said, my father was born and raised in Richmond, Virginia. My mother was born and raised on a farm in Ellsworth. My dad worked hard to lose his accent because of what he did in the Navy. My mother never lost hers. Dad was a stickler for proper pronunciation. I can't say. I'd be disappointing your dad right now, Susie. So us kids have no accent. That's so interesting.
It is.
My mom had more of an accent than her mother did.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I have no idea.
You don't have a theory?
No idea. No.
Huh.
Yeah.
Because I really believe that, you know, your formative years are spent with your family, and so they must be the shapers of your speech patterns and stuff.
You would think so. But then a lot of the us people in our generation were latchkey kids, so we learned how to talk from TV, too.
TV or friends.
Yeah.
Peer groups or like, even, you know, relatives. If, even not necessarily a latchkey kid, but other kids might have spent time with their relatives after school or before school or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. My eye is getting more and more red.
It's still looking beautiful, baby.
It's so red. Like, I learned how, as Sean knows, so I'm probably going to try not to bore him with a story, is like, I was alone all the time. People made fun of my voice. And so I tried, because I said things like bean. And so I tried to reteach myself how to talk. And we didn't have cable because we were poor and stuff. And so I tried to learn how to talk from Sesame Street, which I think you can still hear in my voice now. So we all pick up things from people. That's my point. My Aunt Maxine talked like this.
You don't talk
Richard. Like Richard, come here. It was very funny.
I know you strive for the elegance, but you don't talk like that.
I don't strive for elegance anymore.
No, you know I wouldn't respond to it.
I'm like, Sean, come hither. Come hither. There's a toilet that needs your repair. That would be me.
That is you.
Jenna said, I love Fran. That's a Flushing Queens accent. My aunt had her accent. I have Long Island aunts, actually. So
you do?
Yeah, Aunt Janice, Aunt Carol, Aunt Donna.
Oh, I believe you.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
They're all in Florida or dead now.
I
have just a lot of people. It's complicated. So, the end. Susie also said, in Maine, we go over home or up the road. When we go into town, we go down street.
Up to camp.
I had so many Maine vernacular things in my first book, and they took them all out. I was so sad. I argued over every single thing. I'm like, no, it's in Maine. They're supposed to say up to.
They should have left it.
I was so angry.
They really should have left.
I love those things.
I was so amazed by the language when I came up here from Florida.
Really?
Yeah.
Like dooryard and all that kind of stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Dooryard?
Had you ever heard dooryard?
It's a front yard, but we don't necessarily park in it in Florida. I mean, some people do. I'll be honest with you. But we usually got driveways.
No, it's just outside near the entry. Like,
no, that's where people park in Maine. Put your car in the dooryard.
That's really true.
Yeah, I know.
I've just decided that I need to look up Maine slang and sayings.
That might be the most humorous thing.
I know. All right, here. The 25 funniest expressions in Maine, according to matadornetwork.com.
That's a Florida publication.
It doesn't seem like they've probably ever been to Maine. Mainers don't ask, what are you doing? They say, chupta.
That's not far from the mark, really.
Maine weather doesn't get windy. It gets breezed up.
I don't know about that one.
Things don't break in Maine. They get stove up.
Yeah.
I thought that.
That's 100% accurate.
I thought that meant you were constipated for the longest time.
Stove up means broken.
I got so confused when I came to here to go to college because I was like, is everybody constipated? Like, how is the car constipated? I don't understand what's going on.
I never heard that till I came to Maine, honestly. I was one of the ones I appreciated.
It was so funny. All right. Main roads are never icy or slippery. They're greasy.
I've heard it.
Mainers don't get full. Mainers don't eat until full. They get mug up.
Mug up?
I've never heard mug up.
Me neither, but I gotta remember.
Mainers don't go to the country. They go out in the willy wax.
That's more common than Maine,
though. Mainers don't say someone is flamboyant or eccentric. They say they're a rig. I've never heard that.
That's not what I've heard anyways, but...
Mainers don't take their boots off in the foyer. They use the dooryard. They're wrong, because that dooryard is...
You don't take your boots off in the dooryard? Take your boots off in the mudroom.
The dooryard is outside. We don't call it a foyer, because that's too fancy. We call it a mudroom.
You and I have to agree with that.
Or sometimes we call it a garage. Mainers don't have midnight snacks. They have bed lunches.
Man, you better find a better article.
Mainers, this one's true. Mainers don't drive small distances. They go up the road a piece.
Yeah.
We do say that.
Yeah.
And Mainers don't say, I don't know. They say, hard telling, not knowing.
What? Jesus Christ.
Don't. Mainers don't put...
I'm not even from Maine and I'm being offended by this.
Mainers article. Don't put things in the basement. They go down cellar.
That's true.
That is true. Mainers don't take out the trash. They deal with the colch.
Never heard it.
I've never heard it. It sounds naughty.
It kind of I dealt with the colch. Good thing she only wants it once a month.
Mainers don't say, I lost it. They say, it's down cellar behind the axe.
Never heard that one either.
Mainers don't get drunk. They catch a buzz on. Wait, doesn't everybody say you get a buzz?
Yes, that's not Maine related.
Mainers don't get sick. They get peaked. I think that's true. Mainers don't steal. They kife. And Mainers don't say something's awesome. They say it's savage.
This is really weak, baby.
Mainers don't say hurry. They say book it. And they don't have tourists. They only have flatlanders. And we don't call senior citizens. We call them old timers.
Well, everybody calls old people old timers.
Apparently not, according to the Matador.
Matador is horrible.
Don't say that. Someone spent all their time making that up, even if it's wrong.
And a lot of it is. Most of it's wrong.
Jenna's heard some of that. Jenna has not heard most of these. And Susie said, there is a dooryard visit where you don't get out of the car. And there's a dooryard visit where you get out of the car and lean against it. Oh, that's so true.
Do they have names? That's what I want to know.
Like separate names for it. I don't know, but that's my whole family. Actually, we do that all the time with friends now. I wonder if that's COVID inspired or real.
What? Don't get out of the car?
Like, yeah, and then somebody just leans against a car in the driveway and you all talk.
That's just good old socialization, baby. Neighborly.
Jenna says up the road a bit or a piece is something we carried over from Ireland with a heart. And then said, I'm not sure these are accurate. I don't think they are.
They're not accurate at all.
I don't think they are.
There was a couple in there that were kosher, but the rest were not.
Really not. Really, really not. Yeah.
This makes me
want to move back to Florida. What? All right. Here's another lovely Maine law. Ready? Yeah. If you live in Rumford, Maine, you are not allowed to bite your landlord. Not because it's assault. It's just a separate law. I don't understand.
Yeah.
Like, you...
Are you in, can't bite your landlord?
Yes. I guess you can bite anybody else.
But not your landlord.
But not your landlord. And in Wells, Maine, a little town in Maine, you cannot put an ad in a cemetery.
Really?
Yeah, because it's a dead market.
That was crazy stupid.
In Waterville, a town I would like to move with to just for this law, it's illegal to blow your nose in public.
Oh, Karen, love that law.
I would. When I was a little kid, I used to run from the room every time I had to blow my nose because I thought it was improper and impolite to blow your nose in front of other people.
But you can still pick it, though.
I could not pick it. My
nose.
No,
in public, it's not against the law to pick your nose.
In water, it might be. Let's hope.
I doubt it.
No, it's got to be.
No.
Susie said, muckle on is my favorite expression. Cleaning the culch is what my mother said when we were cleaning our rooms. It's real.
It is real.
It's real. Jenna said she'd never be allowed in Waterville.
You blow your nose a lot. Is that the one?
Yeah. Do you have any other weirdnesses of Maine?
No.
Oh, well, I have one more
One
weird
more?
Maine law. Ready?
I just want to give you credit for carrying this podcast.
I know. In Portland, Maine, you can't use a feather duster to tickle the chin underneath the chin of a woman.
What?
Yeah.
Nobody uses a feather duster. You just use one feather.
One feather?
Yeah.
Did you know the closest state to Africa is
Yep,
Maine?
I did know that.
What?
Yeah.
What?
It's almost 1,000 miles closer than Florida.
That's amazing.
Isn't it?
That's so cool.
Jesus.
Wow.
That's crazy.
That's
Did you
amazing.
know Maine has the largest moose population outside of Alaska?
Really?
Yeah, boy.
Wow.
I
Did you know we were the first state to ban alcohol during the Prohibition?
did. I read that somewhere.
Man.
Did you know that the machine that's used to produce flat bottom paper bags, like grocery bags, was first invented in Maine?
No, I did
It
not.
was in York, Maine.
Oh, well, that's cool.
And there's also another invention thing in here, if I can sit, find it again.
Yeah.
I don't know that I can because I'm trying to look fast. But it was the first ever like patent by like a black person. It was in Maine.
Oh, really? That's
I'm
cool.
pretty sure that's what it said.
Did you know that a University of Maine professor made a golf ball out of lobster shells?
Really? How'd that work out?
They
Probably
could.
blew up when you hit it with a golf
Well, the
club.
thing is that it breaks, like for the environment,
Yeah.
like the shells are biodegradable, which like regular golf balls aren't. So like if the ball ends up lost somewhere, like an ocean or the lake or
Right, I
your
get it.
yard, it breaks down harmlessly,
I
according
know.
to only in your state.
My only problem with that argument is we've had those lobster shells in our composting for 5 years. They still look like totally intact lobster shells.
Composting gurus,
I'm
but
sure if I beat on it with a hammer into small bits, like you make a golf ball out of it, would compost faster.
dude, did you know that Maine, all right, you always think of like the Pacific Northwest as Bigfoot territory,
Yeah.
but Maine has had Bigfoot sightings since 1890s.
Really?
Like in papers, et cetera, documented.
That's awesome.
I know.
Why
I thought it
haven't
was
we found a body yet?
because they bury them,
They
honey.
bury their dead.
They bury their dead.
Are you sure you don't, they don't build a log raft and set it on fire and push it out into the river?
Maybe they also do this, or maybe they put it in an old paper mill. I don't know. But speaking of old paper mills, in 2013, according to Only in Your State, the Great Northern Paper Company, which is a great big mill, right? And mills provided a lot of jobs in Maine, and they've been closing and closing and closing. This one at the time was saved from closure because of 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, they had to make the paper for the book or what?
Yep, they had a contract to produce 3,000 tons of paper for adult erotica.
That's awesome.
50 Shades of Grey saved so many people's jobs for a
And
while.
they probably, most of them probably didn't even read it.
I don't know. I bet everybody read
They should have given them all a free copy.
it. Did you know Stephen King, the horror writer of Maine, that he used to be a teacher before he was a writer?
I did, but only because of tonight.
Oh, okay.
I've learned a lot tonight, baby.
Have you?
You've expanded my knowledge of Maine. Now I know there's 15 counties.
16.
That's what I meant. 16 counties. That was a joke. I knew that.
You lie.
No, I did because that song drives me crazy.
16 counties.
I don't know the counties, but I know it was based on the number
Cumberland and
16.
Franklin.
Why do you know it?
I had.
Because you had a daughter in school in Maine?
Yeah.
You had to help her learn it?
No, I had to listen to it over and over and over again in the car.
Poor thing.
Yeah, that's a good mama. Jenna said that her allergies would make her outlaw in Waterville, Maine. And said, oh yeah, Maine's weird. And then, but absolutely lovely.
It's pretty.
It's lovely.
It's pretty.
It's a great state.
It's pretty.
Please stop.
Especially in the summertime.
It's a gorgeous, beautiful, wonderful state that's had Bigfoot here forever. So how could we ever leave?
I need to get into that tax bracket where I can own a house in Florida for my wintertime.
You do. So then we don't have to pay Maine taxes. Is that what you're saying?
No. So I can live there in the wintertime where it's still warm.
Also we occasionally get blue lobsters. That's something people get excited about.
Lobsters. My favorite are the red ones.
Red ones?
Yeah. Happy and boil them.
And also we've had many a UFO sighting and many a sea serpent sighting.
Sea serpents?
Yeah, but didn't we just
back
learn
in the
those
old day, right?
Yeah, but didn't we just learn that those were really whale penises, remember?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You might have learned that, but me and the podcast audience have not learned that.
All right. So
I remember that. Any penis discussion on this podcast. On this podcast, I said.
If you think of the shape of the Loch Ness monster or any kind of sea serpent, right? Uh-huh. Here, I drew a fantastic picture.
Oops. Yeah. That's like just the head, but what about all the hoopy hoops for the back?
No, we don't worry about that. Like, so a lot of people now believe that it's actually a certain kind of whale penis.
Do they live in the lochs of Scotland?
No, but they live in the sea. So they think a lot of the sea serpents are actually
whale penises?
Yeah.
What are they floating on their backs? They're just sunning their penis?
I guess I'm hoping to get lucky.
I mean, like, oh. The male,
doesn't
the,
everyone
the
do that?
The female whale comes along and is like, holy shit, look at that periscope.
You swore. There
that
we
was
go.
Only the second time during the whole podcast.
Oh, however, a UK professor said it is not really a whale's penis for the Loch Ness monster because there are no Loch Ness monsters. Whales. There are no whales in the Loch. Right? Right?
However,
a whole bunch of other places say, like Snopes say that it could be, you know, like just a
spit it out, baby.
A bunch of whales sunning their genitalia.
Why would they do that? I need a tan on my penis.
I don't.
It's getting a little pale.
I don't know, but I guess, all right, this is from Snopes. In 2005, a team of researchers published a paper in the Archives of Natural History that examined an account of a sea serpent sighting off the coast of Greenland by a missionary named Hans Egede in 1734. Egede drew a picture of the alleged creature and described it as a, quote, most dreadful monster. Which works with a whale penis. And he said, a most dreadful monster showed itself upon the surface of the water in the year 1734 off our new colony in the 64th degree of latitude. The monster was of so huge a size that coming out of the water, its head reached as high as the masthead. Its body was as bulk as the ship and three times as long. It had a long pointed snout and spouted like a whale fish. And the body.
Does that mean it was ejaculating?
I think maybe.
What?
I don't know.
No.
Yeah. So they think it was a baleen whale. Like archaeologists and stuff now.
Really?
Because of the entire description that he gave, et cetera, et cetera. Huh. And other ones like from the crew of the Pauline in 1875, very similar description. And so.
You know what would be funny? Is if. Somebody was on like a whale watch cruise videotaped the whale penis.
No, that would not
like
be funny.
Ejaculating
no,
all over Johnny. The boat. That'd be awesome.
No, baby.
It would be.
No, it would get a lot of views.
It would. It'd
It
be
would go
great.
viral.
It would go hugely viral, and then you have proof for your whale penis theory,
The
which
book
I think is bunk.
Marvelous Maddie. Bunk you, man.
Yeah.
The book Marvelous Maddie, according to Susie, tells the story of young Margaret Knight invented the flat-bottomed paper bag. Ooh, reference from earlier in the podcast
Yeah, I
there.
know.
Huh, we'll have to
I
look
was trying
that
to find it again.
up. All right, it's 8 o'clock. Yay!
What do you mean, yay?
Yay.
You're rushing to get off of this?
I don't like looking
Why?
at my face tonight, man.
Your face is
And I got
beautiful.
this big red eye thing.
Hey, that's 100% correct. It was Margaret Knight born in York, Maine.
You can't doubt Susie.
No. Earmuffs. I got earmuffs on my list too.
Susie said earmuffs, spearmint gum, Moxie, and whoopie pies all come from Maine. There is a lot of debate about that whoopie pie, though.
And Moxie goes no further than
That's
Maine.
not true. Moxie makes Mainers mighty.
Makes
The
what?
Mainers mighty.
Yeah, I said it goes no further than the Maine borders.
For those of you who don't know, we suggest you do not go try Moxie. It's
It'd
a
be like cold
soda.
coffee out of a can. It's not even as good as that.
It's like Dr. Pepper
Oh,
gone
God.
weirder.
Dr. Pepper is a work of
I
art.
hate Dr.
I know
Pepper.
you do, but it is a culinary work of beverage art.
I don't even like soda, actually. I like root beer.
Now, Carrie hardly ever drinks soda unless it is root beer.
I like root beer. I like cream soda.
Oh.
My dad used to make it in the bathtub. That's a
Still
strange
my
fact for you.
beating heart cream soda.
He used to make root beer in the bathtub and cream soda in the
Well, root
bathtub.
beer,
I don't know
man.
how I survived my childhood.
That's because your dad used to buy you root beer and sometimes grab the A&W cream soda by mistake. And luckily, he liked it.
No, he made it in our bathtub. He,
I know what you're saying.
like,
I
okay,
know.
all right.
I don't want to think about
Jenna said that Moxie is like Dr. Pepper with that, but without the cherry, it was like a harsher
Oh,
aftertaste.
it sure
I think
was.
that's a good way to describe it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't think Dr. Pepper had an aftertaste at all. I
Really?
just drank some recently. It goes down your throat smooth.
So gross. No offense, honey. And Susie said, February 14th, 1838, York, Maine. There you
What's
go.
that, Moxie?
No, is it?
I don't know.
No.
Oh,
I think it's a
no, that's
paper
a paper
bag.
bag.
Yeah.
Flat
So
bottom.
I have to go put ice on my eyes.
Really?
Yeah.
Dang. Did you tell people what happened to your eye?
I did in the beginning of the
You
podcast.
did or you didn't?
I did. We have a little baby puppy, Pogi, and Pogi is still learning about paws. And Pogi's paw went boop into my eye. But it didn't get the important part of the eye. So
What
that's
part is
okay.
that?
Like the
The
center. The problem is
seeing part? And
it's
that was
what
Carrie's good eye too.
it is. That was you took my joke. But the problem is that
Oh.
that's my good eye. It's the only eye I use and see out of. So I was like, no, not the good eye. Yeah. We're gonna end it with something more intelligent. We're gonna end it with Susie saying that same woman, that very brilliant woman, invented the Eastern Paper Bag Company,
Wow.
which is so cool.
It is, because it was a woman back in the day.
The only thing anybody in my family invented recently, in the last 100 years,
Yeah.
was like, which is horrible for the environment. So I probably shouldn't say this.
What? Oh, I know what it is. It's the plastic bags that they use in the dry cleaners.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not that bad.
It's pretty
It's not as
bad.
bad as styrofoam.
Sean has a vendetta
I hate
against
styrofoam.
styrofoam.
If
He
I have to
wants
put
it.
together one more piece of furniture that was delivered in a box with styrofoam, I'm gonna lose my mind.
He really will. He really wants all. He wants to. Our oldest daughter wants to ban chewing gum, but Sean wants to ban styrofoam.
Oh, it's crazy
It's a big
stupid.
hate. It's a big
Big
hate.
hate. I hate styrofoam.
Thanks, Jenna. Jenna said you two are awesome. So let's leave
Thanks.
it with that.
Yeah, we need the support.
We need all the support we can get.
Thanks everybody that was here tonight.
Yeah, thanks for hanging out with us. Yeah. And thank you again for existing and being here so we aren't alone with each other and the puppy.
We're going to be alone now, though.
Oh, no.
Thank you for listening to Loving the Strange. Please be sure to like and subscribe. And remember, embrace the strange. New episodes every Saturday, live streaming Fridays. Go get your strange on, friends. Thanks for listening.